This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The National Weather Service is warning of life-threatening heat across much of the West. The temperature in California's capital, Sacramento, hit an all-time high yesterday, 116 degrees. The AP's Ed Donahue.
Contractor Sean Clifton was staying hydrated.
We have our little tricks to keep cool. Everybody does. And we just keep going.
This heat could feel even more miserable if there are blackouts. Turning up the air conditioning strains the power supply. It's not just miserable in California. In Utah, in Salt Lake City, the temperature reached 105 degrees, the hottest September day recorded, going back to 1874. I'm Ed Donahue.
New COVID booster shots are arriving, but COVID isn't going away anytime soon, say the experts. White House Virus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha.
The good news is you can get both your flu shot and COVID shot at the same time. It's actually a good idea.
A new report says the names of hundreds of law enforcement officers, elected officials, and military members appear on the leaked membership rolls of a far-right extremist group that's accused of playing a key role in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Several people told the AP they were briefly members of the Oath Keepers years ago. Ukraine and Russia should create a safety zone around Ukraine's nuclear power plant, says the UN Atomic Watchdog Agency. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
As a first step, Russian and Ukrainian forces must commit not to engage in any military activity towards the plant site or from the plant site.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon says he expects to be charged soon in a state criminal case in New York. He'll reportedly face charges that he duped donors who gave money to fund a wall on the southern border. This is AP News. Now that the Labor Day holiday is over and everybody's back home, the AP's Norman Hall takes a look at how many of us were flying to and from our destinations.
For the first time since COVID-19 brought air travel to a standstill, the number of people streaming through U.S. airport security checkpoints over a holiday weekend exceeded pre-pandemic levels. The summer travel season ended on a busy note as more than 8.7 million people passed through security in the last 4 days, topping Labor Day weekend of 2019. That's according to the Transportation Security Administration. The busiest day was Friday, when TSA screened 2.48 million travelers. I'm Norman Hall.
What if you were driving? Well, gas prices are still falling. Gas is $3.76 a gallon this morning, down 30 cents in a month. But a year ago, gas was only $3.18 a gallon. Prices are highest in the West, $5.27 in California. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.